You're listening to the award-winning Travel Planners Radio Show with Kevin and Sue McCarthy.
Hey, it's Peter Greenberg here. You're listening to the Travel Planner Show with Kevin and Sue McCarthy, and don't say I didn't warn you.
Patrice Rapley, our guest, just back from the Coachella Valley, Palm Springs area of California, and sounds like you had a pretty good time.
I did, Kevin, especially with the warm, beautiful weather. I'll tell you, nothing like getting the chill out than going to Palm Springs. You have the beautiful mountains surrounding palm trees and sunny skies and a fantastic arts and culture scene where we took advantage of going to the Heather James Gallery in Palm Desert. And Heather James, this, Kevin, you're going to like, not only do they sell fine art consignment and resell pieces such as Norman Rockwell, Picasso, Alexander Calder, and the Colombian artist Fernando Botero, but the gallery is featuring a vintage Ferrari exhibition that opens January 17th. So let's go. Well,
that'd be nice to go see. I'll go look at the Norman Rockwell, which I love dearly, and you look at the Ferraris.
Yeah, well, go to our YouTube site, youtube.com/KevinAndSueTravel, and you'll see me in a Ferrari F430 doing about 180 miles an hour on the road race course.
All right, then let's go to Heather James Gallery. This is an amazing gallery. You guys will love it. They have just amazing art. We also, as I was mentioning, took a tour of the fabulous galleries along El Paseo and went stopped by Coda Gallery, and it's got this very bright, uplifting art, and as I mentioned, the Jay Willett Gallery that features several renowned Seattle artists such as Jason Walker and Michael Schultes, who does captivating, now be prepared for this, analytical expressionism paintings.
And that's what I've always wanted to see.
Yes, they're very interesting. They consist of mathematical notations that describe three-dimensional geometric shapes. So they're very interesting. Okay. It's sort of abstract, but very cool. I love the gallery.
You're looking at Einstein's chalkboard, is that it?
With art, yeah, that's very cool. Okay. I love it. It would be perfect, and the colors are great. Perfect.
All right. I saw in your notes you sent us Sunnylands and Desert X. Care to explain?
Sunnylands, yes. A place that nobody should miss, Sunnylands Center and Gardens. It's located in Rancho Mirage, and it's a beautiful 15-acre site where visitors can explore architecture, art, and gardens, and the public can also tour the former winter home of the ambassadors Lenore and Walter Annenberg and learn the role that the Annenbergs and their property played during the 20th century. It now is a Camp David of the West, Kevin and Sue, and the art in Sunnylands is astonishing. Kevin and Sue, you walk in, there's a Rodin sculpture right there in the formal entry, as well as the Annenbergs used to have expressionism art all through there. And after Walter died, his wife so missed the paintings because they were donated to the Met in New York. The Met digitized all of the impressionism work and put it up so you can see everything they had in their home, Van Gogh, Monet, Renoir. And the Memories Room in the Annenberg House displays hundreds of framed photographs of presidents, the Royal British Family, luminaries, and it's where President Reagan watched the Berlin Wall. And Kevin, didn't you report on that back then?
I was there.
He was
the
there,
night they came
live.
Down. Yeah. I was wondering who the Annenbergs were. You see them on there. They sponsor all the stuff for underwrite. I'm sorry, you don't sponsor things on PBS.
Yes, their estate. I'm sure the donations they made. Yes, I believe that Lenore passed away in the 2000s. But every room in their house is filled with priceless antiques and precious works of art. And Minton and Limoges and Flora Denica, China. And if you want to tour the Annenberg home, you should be aware that tickets go on sale the 15th of each month because they sell out quickly. So if people want to go, they really need to call and get a hold of those tickets for the next month. But it is so worth seeing. I mean, I was standing in the room Hillary Clinton slept in. I was in other rooms, like I said, where Ronald Reagan and where the Royal British Family had tea. It is one of the most beautiful estates I've ever been in.
Let's talk about Desert X.
Yes.
Yes, indeed. Desert X, the inaugural exhibition of Desert X, features 15 art installations from established and emerging artists across the Coachella Valley. It will be exhibitions that are inside and outside. And this starts, Kevin and Sue, February 25th to April 30th. There's going to be programs and events in conjunction with these incredible artworks for this unique desert exhibition. We saw a preview while we were down there, and it does look amazing. This will be something completely new, and I think really will get a leg up again for established and emerging artists. So people can come down, you get a room, you can go and see all these different arts, participate in some of the programs. This is going to be something new and exciting there. As well as we took advantage, and this will be coming up as well in February, Modernism Week. We took a double-deck architectural bus tour that went through all the areas in Palm Springs, and we saw all the mid-century modern homes.
I would like to do that. And Sue's very into the architecture as well.
Mm-hmm. Did you see anything related to Frank Lloyd Wright?
No, but we learned about the different styles of architecture, as well as the architects such as Albert Frey that built these fabulous homes. We viewed Frank Sinatra's former home, Elizabeth Taylor, Dinah Shore, to mention a few, and the buildings were very interesting, as well as learning the history to them. And if you want to flash from the past, this is very cool. These homes have really been kept up, and some of these designs were really only done in Palm Springs. We think of, you know, mid-century modern all throughout the country, which it is, but some of these designs, as I said, were really only in Palm Springs, and it's everywhere and very well maintained. In fact, we were even shown up on the hill Bob Hope's former home, and next to him, the home there, they filmed Diamonds Are Forever from James Bond. It is fascinating.
Oh, yeah.
So it's only a great architectural and art tour. There's a lot of film history there, too.
There is a lot of film history. So when people come down and they take these bus tours, you learn a lot about the area, about the films, about the homes, about the architects. And again, I mentioned Modernism Week starts February 16th through 26th in 2017, and there are literally dozens of programs and events that take place, so that if you're interested in mid-century modern, you can go.
Do you have a website?
I do. www.visitgreaterpalmsprings.com, and if you'd like to know more about Desert X, www.desertx.org.
And you can also see Patrice's articles and so on in www.travel-excursion.com. Thanks for joining us, Patrice. Enjoy the rest of your day, and we will chat with you again soon, I hope, because you're always a cornucopia of travel knowledge.
Thank you.
Enjoy your day. You are listening to the Travel Planners Radio Show, and we invite you to email us anytime you like, kevinandsuetravel@yahoo.com. That YouTube site once again, youtube.com/KevinAndSueTravel. I'm Kevin.
I'm Sue McCarthy.
You are listening to the Travel Planners Radio Show, coming to you live on the Gab Radio Network.